Listening Library presents Forgotten by Kat Patrick. Read for you by Julia Whalen. Nothing fixes a thing so intently in the memory as the wish to forget it. Michel de Montaigne. Friday, October 14th, Thursday. Outfit, straight leg jeans. Navy tunic with the little flowers. Wasn't dirty, back in the closet. Blister-inducing red flats. School. Bring book for English. Get mom to sign permission slip for history. Spanish quiz tomorrow, not on syllabus. Read over history homework in the morning. Too tired. Notes. Ate tons of carbs today. Mom bought mint chocolate chip ice cream. Exercise. Ordered tights for Halloween. Chapter 1. Aren't Fridays supposed to be good? This one started badly. The note on my nightstand didn't tell me anything useful. My eyelids wanted to stay closed, my favorite jeans were in the hamper, and there was no milk in the fridge. Worst of all, my cell phone was dead. The shiny, candy-red one that I'll have until it falls into a gutter. The one that has the calendar and reminder bells and is essentially my portable, socially acceptable security blanket. "You'll be fine," my mom said during the drive to school this morning. "How do you know?" I asked. "I could have a huge math test today. There could be a school assembly that I won't know about." "It's just one day, London. You'll be fine without your phone for one day." "Easy for you to say," I muttered, looking out the window.